Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in according to the Psalm of David. Says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. God, we thank you and we praise you this morning in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. This is the day that you have made, Lord. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome, everybody, to the Prayer, Praise, Deliverance Ministry, to our circle of friends. And this is our hour of power of prayer. At the end of the teaching and tutelage of Pastor Darlene Bundy, a wonderful woman of God. Hallelujah to God. And we're glad to be here on this Thursday morning. In the name of Jesus. That's why I start most of the time when I come, I start off with, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice. I like singing that song because God be blessing. God be blessing. He be keeping us. He be moving by his spirit. He be moving by his power. Hallelujah to God. And he's a good God. He's a mighty God. He's an awesome God. Hallelujah to God. So then I try my best to enter his courts with thanksgiving and on to it with praise. Be thankful and I be blessed in the holy name of God. God, we thank you, Lord God. Fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arm. Oh, how sweet it is walking in this pilgrim way. Leaning on the everlasting arm. Leaning, yes, I'm leaning, and secure from all that's wrong. Leaning, yes, I'm leaning, I'm leaning on the everlasting arm. Leaning on Jesus, leaning on Jesus, safe and secure from all that's wrong. Leaning, yes, I'm leaning, I'm leaning on the everlasting arm. What shall I render unto God for all his mercy? What shall I render? Tell me, what shall I give? When God has everything and everything belongs to him, God has everything and everything belongs to him, what shall I render unto God for all his mercy? What shall I render? Tell me, what shall I give? Jesus, 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 there is something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after the rain. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there's something about that name. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what we long to do. We give you praise, because you are our righteousness. We worship you, O Almighty God, there is none like you. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given us Jesus Christ, his Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Hallelujah. Hokoshita Nakaya Saga. We want to welcome you to the Prayer, Praise, Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends, and we know a friend that sticks closer than a brother, and that is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The righteous. Hallelujah to God. And this is a wonderful day to be here. I want to welcome you to the broadcast of Apostle Horsley here with my wife, Wonderland Horsley, the evangelist. Hallelujah to God. And we hear, hallelujah to God, just to worship and to praise God and to exalt his name on high. On this Thursday morning, 2020, hallelujah to God, the fourth day, 2021, and we came to lift up the name of Jesus here. Hallelujah to God. We thank you for being here, Lord God. We thank everyone for being here. Thank you, Lord God. Father, it's in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, we come to praise your name, O Lord God. We came to exalt your name, O Lord God. We come to thank you this morning, O Lord God, for waking us up in our right mind. Hallelujah, able to praise your holy and righteous name, O Lord God. Lord God, as we go forth in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God, your people are here, Lord God. We came together, O Lord God, to unite our hearts in love and in the one accord, O Lord God, that you would bless, O Lord God, and give clear directions, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would move by your spirit and by your power, Lord God, that you would touch, O Lord God, during this time of fasting that was set aside, O Lord God, to worship you and to praise you, O Lord God, and thank you, O Lord God, for all you've done, O Lord God. Realize that, Lord God, in the book of Isaiah, Lord God, that you said this is a day of fasting that you have chosen, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, that you would bless, O Lord God, that you would break the bands of the wicked, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you're moving by your spirit, O Lord God, and that you're moving by your power, Lord God. Lots of things are on the horizon, O Lord God. Lots of things are going on, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we pray for all, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Every prayer request, every thought that's in the people's mind, O Lord God, that, Lord God, even though as we get up, O Lord God, even though we come senior, Lord God, sometimes they escape our mind, O Lord God, but we ask that you bless the day, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we thank you, O Lord God, for the recovering of many, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We pray that you bless our brother Roger, O Lord God, that he begin gaining even more strength, O Lord God, and begin to move forward in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Sons and daughters, O Lord God, children that have left home, O Lord God, runaways, O Lord God, those, O Lord God, we rebuke that spirit of suicide, O Lord God, and murder, Lord God, and drive-by shootings, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We just rebuke the powers of darkness, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We're looking forward, O Lord God, to you, Lord God, to blessing this hour of power prayer, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, because we're waiting, O Lord God, for direction, O Lord God. Lord God, we have business people here, Lord God, entrepreneurs, O Lord God, that are on our way, Lord God, while others are in dire straits, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Others just need clarity of mind, O Lord God, to figure out what direction to go in at this time, in the name of Jesus. For you have spoken once, O Lord God, and twice have we heard this, O Lord God, that power belongeth unto God, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So we come thank you, Lord God, in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God, that your name, hallelujah, God, be lifted up, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would move by your spirit. Thank you, Lord God, and by your power, O Lord God, that you would touch each and every one, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. High blood pressure, low blood pressure, Lord, osteoporosis, sugar diabetes, O Lord God. Lord God, whatsoever that is troubling the body, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Moving by your spirit, O Lord God. So, God, we thank you, Lord God, and we praise you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to God. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God. Bless the children, O Lord God, and the grandchildren, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that we move in by your spirit, O Lord God, and by your power, Lord God. Lord God, bless the minister, Sister Benicia, and her husband, O Lord God. They're getting ready to celebrate their 9th anniversary, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Moving by your spirit, O Lord God, and by your power. Glory to God in the highest. I have the wife come and read the scripture of the week. Hallelujah to God. And we will continue in this hour of power of prayer here on Blog Talk Radio. I want to thank you and want to bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Exodus 34. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you all from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we do honor God and our dear Pastor Darlene Bundage. We thank her this morning. We thank you, God, for all the saints of the Most High God. And we're going to Exodus chapter 34 and verse 28. And it reads as thus. And he was there with the Lord. And he was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat bread nor drink water. And he wrote upon the tables the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. And it came, verse 29, and it came to pass when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tables of testimony in Moses' hand, when he had come down from the mount, that Moses was not, that the skin of his face shone while he talked with them. And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come nigh him. And Moses called unto them, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregations returned unto him, and Moses talked with them. And afterward all the children of Israel came nigh, and he gave them in commandment all that the Lord had spoken with him in Mount Sinai. And till Moses had done speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. But when Moses went in before the Lord to speak with him, he took unto the children of Israel that which he was commanded. And the children of Israel saw the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses' face shone. And Moses put the veil upon his face again, until he went in to speak with him. Amen. And we know God's word is blessed.
Amen. Oh, we thank you. Thank you, sweetheart. Here, we are now entered into a second day of fasting and praying for the Lord. Those that has joined us, hallelujah to God, in the name of Jesus, and those that are doing what they can, especially for the Lord, the sacrifice on the Lord at this time, hallelujah to God, and hoping that I didn't charge this headset much today, but I pray that it doesn't cut out in the name of Jesus. And we sacrifice, we come before the Lord, and what it is that there's a time in your life when you have to go before the Lord, and the Lord was dealing with me, showing me things about fasting and praying, time out, to stop eating. Many of us try to stop eating, hallelujah to God. Some have medical conditions, some just, like me, have an eating condition, hallelujah to God. But anyway, when you go, I've ministered and talked to a lot of people, and it seems like when it comes to marriage, hallelujah to God, and when it comes to other situations in our lives, we seem to have problems, and we contend with the problem using our sense knowledge, or what they call, we try to think it through, hallelujah to God, and we come up with a decision, hallelujah to God. But because we are saved, hallelujah to God, and according to 1 Peter 5 and 7, we're supposed to cast all our cares onto God, for he cares for us, hallelujah to God. And because God cares for us in that manner, hallelujah to God, we have to trust Him. When you trust in God, and when you truly trust in God, it comes the time in your life where you have to come to the realization that you have to let God begin to run things into your life. There's a place that God gives you, hallelujah to God, where things will work out the best for you in the name of Jesus. Well, you might say, well, what are you saying?
Jesus, up here. You might say, what are you saying? What do you mean by there's a place? Whenever you, a lot of time, whenever you go into a church or whenever you decide to go in the presence of God, or when you come to the hour of power prayer, the prayer, prayer, deliverance ministry, a lot of times that you begin to worship God, the presence, the anointing of God comes upon you. The presence of the God comes and you have peace there. The presence of a God comes and you have reverence, hallelujah to God. And after a while, you start noticing that the altar, you should notice that the presence of the God be upon you, and that when this presence is upon you, that problems and situations just begin to leave off you. They begin to leave out of your life, hallelujah to God. And the peace of God a lot of times comes to you. And the peace of God, when it gets stronger, it surpasses all understanding. Sometimes you just sit there, and you would just think of the peace of God that is there upon you. How everything that was troubling you would just seem to have relaxed. Hallelujah, that you're able to go forth in the presence of God. Well, what it is that when you enter into the Spirit of God, and you have, everybody has a gift, everybody has a calling, everybody has that place of God once you're saved. And a lot of times you don't get you don't have that peace because God spoke the one time when He spoke to Moses, when He spoke to Joshua, when He said, don't let this book of the law, don't let this word of God depart from your mouth. When you begin to worship God and when you begin to praise God, Pastor Darlene often said for a number of years that she wakes up in the morning and she begins to give God the praise. She begins to praise God, hallelujah to God. She begins to worship God. And during that time of worship and praise, you enter into His presence with thanksgiving, hallelujah to God. And then the presence of the Lord is what is the fullness of joy, hallelujah to God. When the presence of God comes, when you enter into the fullness of God's joy, even at the time of fasting, you enter into the presence of God, hallelujah to God, and you're there before God, just like when Moses, when he was before the people after he came down and God had given him these tablets. The people, they couldn't see Moses. They could not see the person that came out of Egypt. They couldn't see the man that was had a role as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. They saw the presence of God, and there's something that there's a reverence that come upon you when you're in the presence of God. They didn't want to look on, so you had to put it on. You had to just cover the presence of God, hallelujah to God. And that's what you have in your life. You have the presence of God in your life, hallelujah to God. And the adversary is continuously fighting you, hallelujah to God, for coming. He's trying to put a veil around you, around your personality, around your thinking, in the name of Jesus. And this veil that he's trying to do, he's trying to keep you out of the presence of God. When you get into the presence of God, hallelujah to God, things begin to flow easy, hallelujah to God. A lot of times when you're married or you're in a relationship, hallelujah to God, things come up, hallelujah to God. And a lot of times as we go through life, we answer situations that are very hasty. We give people hasty answers, hallelujah to God, and we snap at people, hallelujah to God. And as a result of that, we have to go back, and sometimes we have to apologize to the person. But the Lord was dealing, hallelujah, the Spirit of God was dealing and said, take the time out to give a better answer, hallelujah to God. Because he had, of course, in the Spirit I heard, and we did an illustration. And it was like you would talk to God, he would give you an answer. Don't bother me now, I don't want to hear about it. And it was just, he said, does that sound like the Spirit of God? Does it sound like a person that is saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, a person whose life has changed, hallelujah to God? It's not a matter of just getting in the presence of God
for a few minutes, hallelujah to God, an hour and a half on Sunday, 5 days a week in the hour of power prayer. This has to be a lifestyle. This is not religion, hallelujah to God. This is a way of life that you have to live, hallelujah to God. When you were baptized and you went down into that watery grave, you baptized, you killed off, you put the old man off or the former person off, hallelujah to God. But when you raised up, you have to raise up into the newness of life. You have to begin to walk with Christ, hallelujah to God. And what I've seen was it's a division sign, not a division of separation, which it is, but it's a division. The old one that we did in old school with a number on the side that divides into a number, hallelujah to God, and then there would be a remainder, hallelujah to God. Well, when Echoshot, when you come up in God, and once you come to God, hallelujah to God, that division starts, hallelujah to God, and there's a big remainder there, hallelujah to God. Those are the things that has to be done away with, those excess things that you had in your life that you don't need, hallelujah to God, hallelujah to God. And when you divide something into something by one time, it's one, hallelujah to God. And if you divide 10 into for simple purpose, if you divide 2 into 10, you would come up with 2, hallelujah to God. You will come up with 5, hallelujah to God. That 5 will represent 50-50, hallelujah to God. That's for married people. They have to just get into a relationship and divide the things that they would like to do and get rid of the excess to tell them to be a 50% and you have 100% in that marriage of cooperation, hallelujah to God, to work through situations. The same thing with those that are single or those that are looking. You have to be able to carry yourself in the spirit. You could say that it's kind of hard to do. Nobody told me or you that this road would be easy. And I found out that if you would begin to worship God as fast as that she starts in the morning, when we started on Blog Talk Radio, it changes the atmosphere of the day, hallelujah to God. When you stay in the presence of the Lord with fasting and praying, such as Anna did, hallelujah to God, God is not going to leave you there. He's not going to forsake you, but it's a way of life that everybody will begin to see, hallelujah, God in your life, and it will show up on your life, hallelujah to God. People won't come before you with garbage, hallelujah to God. They won't come before you because they see the presence. In this case, Moses was in the very presence of the Almighty God, hallelujah to God. So his face shone, hallelujah to God. But you could wake up in the morning, hallelujah to God, and when you're rested, and when you feel it, you can see a change in the color of your skin, hallelujah to God. You can see a shininess that comes out, hallelujah to God. And because you're not all the time looking at yourself, when you go out from here, out of the aisle, powerful, when you enter the street, people know that there's something about you. They can see the presence of the God in your face. This is what fasting is doing. This is what prayer is doing. Hallelujah to God. Notice that when you fast, that God begins to come and he begins to walk with you. The Spirit of the Lord comes and he begins to teach you, begin to bring things to mind that have to be dealt with, things that have to be done away with. Hallelujah to God. Things come to mind. Then the memories start getting sharp. I experienced when we just started the fast on a hallelujah, God. On a Tuesday, hallelujah, God. It started on Wednesday, but we've been preparing for it. So, God, Echoshah, God have angels working in your behalf, hallelujah to God, working in your body, hallelujah to God. You've been touched by an angel, hallelujah to God. Things come to mind, hallelujah to God. Old memories come back, hallelujah to God. Things that you have to get rid of, things that you can worship and begin to praise God for, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. When you begin to get rid of these things, the presence of the God begins to work up and begin to come up inside and becomes to the forefront of your mind, hallelujah to God. A lot of times, hallelujah to God, because we have this power in us. I believe it was Amos 3:3. It says, can two walk together except they agree? You have to have an agreement with God. You have to have an agreement with your body, hallelujah to God. This body that we're in is automatic, hallelujah. I'm not going to use the word magic, but it is automatic. It will obey the word of God. You can speak to this body, hallelujah to God. I've done it. I spoke to the body. I started with cramps and charley horses that will begin to come into the leg that you speak to. You tell it, get out of there, you know, and it begins to go. And you begin to speak, hallelujah to God. You have to speak to your own personality sometimes. You have to speak healing to your body, hallelujah to God. You have to command the Holy Spirit that's inside you, that lives in there, to begin to work, hallelujah to God, to send special agents, to send the right cells to the situation, hallelujah to God, to command the heart, the liver, the respiratory system to be healed in the name of Jesus, hallelujah to God. That's why it says keep yourself, start singing psalms and spiritual psalms at hand. We discussed about you have to bring everything into the obedience of God, casting down every vain imagination that tell you that you can't, until that imagination begins to know that you can, hallelujah to God. We're not going through the trials of Job, hallelujah to God. It's not that severe in our lives, hallelujah to God. But when things came upon Job, and I'll tell you that was the ordeal that he went through, he had lost everything. But what the realization is, when you have that experience with God, when you have fasted with God, once you have made sacrifice to God, once you have paid your tithes and you're open, you're a member of the kingdom of God, God has translated you from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son, hallelujah to God. Even so, people would come around, even Job's wife, when she got frustrated about the situation, because a lot of times women are emotional, hallelujah to God, and they love their children, hallelujah to God. That's their own personal thing, or their own personal property, if you please, hallelujah to God. They're the weaker vessel, so she just told them, why don't you just cuss God and die? Look at it. And the woman, God told her, it doesn't sound right. You're sounding foolish now. Just hold on now. He said, the Lord God giveth, the Lord God taken away, but blessed would be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah to God. You have to ecclesiastes. You have to come to that realization that God is always working for your highest good. He had gave you the power, hallelujah to God, to tread on serpents, the lion, the dragon. He had given you power to rebuke, hallelujah to God, those spirits that come around to tell me what happened there after your soul, hallelujah to God. When you begin to realize all that what God has done through the number of years that you have lived already, and how magnificently and how easily that it is for God to do it and perform it, God requires, hallelujah to God, for you to worship him. He requires, hallelujah, for you to use your faith, hallelujah to God. He commands you to keep those fruits of the spirits in your life, hallelujah to God. There comes a time when you have to realize that you're blessed by God. There comes a time when you realize that there are weapons that are formed against you, but God said that they should not prosper. When you go through a time of fasting, it's a time really to be quiet, to listen to the Lord. I know that sometimes that you're used to eating and you're set in a habit of eating, hallelujah to God. But that's okay. The food wasn't the problem. The problem is listening to God, hallelujah to God. At that time, fight a little bit. You have to wrestle with that, hallelujah to God, to get that blessing out of that situation that you have come to the fast and decided that you want to fast for. Hallelujah to God. Sins of iniquity, hallelujah to God. Relationships, hallelujah to God. Trouble that you have, maybe you spend too much, maybe you're a compulsive gambler, something like that, or you're bound by some drug addiction. That's the time when that pain comes up or the hunger that you can just talk to God about that paper that you have wrote down, this situation, hallelujah to God, and present it before God, and God is faithful and just to move it out. I started seeing things start to move out of the way. I started seeing situations come up where God had just began, the Holy Spirit inside, he just began to rise up and say, don't let that person strike you. Take a deep breath, look at it, hallelujah to God. I'm not into all the breathing and transcendental meditation and yoga and all that there, but the word of God say that take time to breathe, hallelujah, to realize, take a second to realize that God is in your life, hallelujah to God, that you're ambassadors, you're queens, hallelujah to God, you're kings, you represent the kingdom of God, carry yourself as said. It says, so as a man is, so as he thinks in his heart, so is he, hallelujah to God. You're a precious jewel in the eyesight of God. This God, when he saw you and he tried to put a price or a value to express you, he sent his only begotten son. He sent himself, hallelujah to God. That's why the angel said, glory to God in highest. They didn't say glory to this child of Mary's son, hallelujah to God. That didn't work. They say glory to God in the highest. And what God did, he said that he had taken that spirit, hallelujah to God, sent it back to the earth and the Holy Ghost that he may live inside of you. This law of God, this praise of God, it's already written inside of your heart, hallelujah to God. But if you don't work it, if you don't exercise it, if you don't speak it out of your mouth, how is it going to manifest? Because life and death is in the power of the tongue. So most of the time we're killing ourselves by the words that come out of our mouth, hallelujah to God. But if we begin to speak the things of God, hallelujah to God, It's not a matter of yourself. You decided that you would die one day when you went into that pool and of water, and when it was blessed, and when you got baptized, you rose up in the newness of life. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. That means that your pride, hallelujah, you have to just leave it in thee. Hallelujah to God. That disobedient spirit, hallelujah to God, that person to tell you that you're the person that I'll let them know. I heard a lot of people say, if you catch me on the wrong day, hallelujah to God, that they would tell you something, hallelujah to God. You don't want to catch them on the wrong day. They begin to give praise, hallelujah to God, to the former thing, to the thing that was that damaged nature that they had, hallelujah to God. They figure that if something comes up and the situation gets tough, that they would go back to lying and cussing, and they're going to hurt your feelings because they're not able to deal with this here kingdom, hallelujah to God. They're not able to stand in this kingdom of light, hallelujah to God. They don't want God to shine through you, hallelujah to God. They don't want God to, they don't want the person to see that there's another way that there has a change have came into your life. It's a realization that you come to. That when God changed your life, you have to walk therein, hallelujah to God. This is a narrow way that you walk on. People have sacrificed their life, hallelujah to God. You know the story about the man that wrote the song as well, My Soul Is Whole. His wife took the ship over there, and he lost all four daughters, hallelujah to God. When that was over with, hallelujah to God, he wrote down those words to that song, It Is Well With My Soul. You have to know that when you're walking with God, if it's not well today, it will be well, hallelujah to God. That's why he put in his word, call those things that are not as though they was, hallelujah to God. You have the power. You have the ability. You don't have to stay in a situation. God has gave doctors knowledge, hallelujah to God. If you begin to meditate, begin to work on that situation that is troubling you, if you begin to work on that illness that is upon you, after a while you'll be able to receive the things of God in an instant, hallelujah to God, because God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's your level that you use the faith. It's your level that you use that gift at. That's a short thing, and we're gonna get to prayer, hallelujah, God, and we're gonna get on this hour of power prayer. Something happened unexpectedly, hallelujah, God. We were talking on the phone with my sister-in-law. She's the evangelist, hallelujah, God. She's doing a great study into the gifts, hallelujah to God, and the apostles and the bishop and the teachers, and she's getting a degree in that, and she talks, and she began to encourage me about what every office does. So she's gotten to the point where she begins to look for the miracles of God, expecting the impossible of God. Hallelujah to God. And we just begin to talk. And I got the chance to talk to her husband. He's a deacon. He got saved. Hallelujah to God. And God began to heal in the house. Hallelujah to God. Just by the fact of the spirit of you talking back and forth with somebody and they're talking to you. So she was looking for the miracles. I had no idea. It had nothing to do with me. But as she said, when we finished talking, she said, the apostle didn't talk to you. I had a nice talk. Just a conversation. She said, go check your blood pressure. I didn't hear nothing about this. Then she came back. She's all excited. She said, after he finished talking to you, the blood pressure just dropped. It went down. It was out of control. And the second doses are going in because it's healing in your mouth. That's why I said, life. Life. You have to remember that. Life and death is in the power of your tongue. It wasn't that they called for prayer. We were just having a conversation. But because of the anointing in your life, because of the presence of God in your life, it begins to heal things. Because of who you are, God begins to work through you. So if you sit there and you be quiet and you don't want to open your mouth and pray, hallelujah, God, you don't want to tell God how wonderful he is, if you don't want to work on that side of the spirit, you have less results, hallelujah, God. And this is the gift of God. That gift inside of you is what he gave you, is that gift of eternal life, hallelujah to God. I know that we have a lot of scriptures and we were supposed to use those scriptures, hallelujah to God. But I believe it's the gospel according to St. John, hallelujah to God, in the 17th chapter. And over in 1 John it says, you have an unction from the Holy One, hallelujah to God. You have that spirit of God inside you. And then it said that you didn't have really no reason for no man to teach you because the Holy Ghost, it's a teacher, hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Jesus had given this to his disciples, and you know, when he was going through in the synoptic gospel, John had a revelation, hallelujah to God, that God, that in the beginning it was just God, and God began to speak everything. And when it was time to go, hallelujah, God, when it was time and when the work was, because nothing wouldn't be, Jesus told the scribes and the Pharisees that not one tittle, the small thing, would not pass from the law until all is fulfilled. So we're living in the fulfillment of the law, hallelujah to God. We're living in the dispensation of grace. We're living under the auspices of the Holy Ghost. Not that it's coming, but it's coming inside of us. This Holy Spirit here dwells in our lives. Hallelujah to God. When you look inside there, hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Yeah, that's 17. Hallelujah to God. Things are coming to mind. The 14th chapter is coming. I need to get the light to read to see it. Over here, what John said, hallelujah, over here in the 14th chapter of the Gospel according to St. John. Here he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. She reads faster than me. Where is Thomas? Okay. Then he said, okay, what does it say? It said, then he told Thomas.
Yes. Okay, if I go and prepare a place for you, this is Jesus speaking,
Jesus speaking.
I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, that you, there ye may be also. And whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know.
All right, okay. All right, what happened is, he said he'd be with us. When we got baptized, what did he translate us from? He translated us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. Okay, verse 5 says, and Thomas said unto him,
Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way,
I am the way.
Truth and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also.
Amen.
And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him.
Amen.
Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it suffices us. Jesus said to him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me, he that hath seen the Father, he that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father?
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Don't you know that every time that you look inside the mirror,
yes, Lord,
that you see Jesus? Every time that you wake up and you see the hands, you see the hands that God wants to use, the hands of God, because God is inside of you. God lives inside of you. That's what makes the difference. So as we're going through this fast, hallelujah to God, and there's a whole lot of scripture that's come to mind, hallelujah to God, and that strength, your power by the strength, you say, what, by the inner man? The inner man, huh? That inner man, the Holy Spirit, the spirit man inside of you, it will do the work inside of you. It's a gift that came from God. Because Jesus had proclaimed over there in the 17th chapter, you can read it in your own, on the time there, where he said that he is in the Father, and the Father, he's in the Father, and we are in him. So all of us are there, hallelujah to God. We have power to break this thing. And it's important that you have to see it, because we have to break the power of darkness that is trying to rule, hallelujah God. And when I go to Pastor Darling, we want to pray. They're supposed to be wanting to overthrow the government today, and they want to put the former president back in there, and they had it on the news, and it's a time for prayer, hallelujah God. I'm glad that we're here in this hour of power of prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Because in that 9th chapter, it's just full, read the 17th chapter, John. We're going to go to Pastor Dolly, see what you have in this hour of power of prayer for us. Hallelujah to God. Then we're going to pray, and we're going to go on right on up to the top of the hour. Hallelujah to God. In this hour of power of prayer here on Blog Talk Radio, we want to thank everyone for coming out. Hallelujah, for waking up and coming to the broadcast today. We just thank God. I get excited. Hallelujah to God, because God has empowered us. Hallelujah to God. And if you don't use what God has you, the enemy's able to sneak up on you. You're not looking, you're sleeping. You have to open up your eyes. You have to be attentive. You have to look around. You have to begin to pray. Hallelujah to God. Even so, with the vaccination, hallelujah. Now this is the last night after they got so many doses to cover everything, they started showing a little bit of people that had a negative effect to this bacteria, hallelujah to God, to that shot, hallelujah to God. I want to encourage you to pray, hallelujah to God, as we go through the fast and the prayer, and hallelujah to God, we want to continue here with the prayer, prayer of deliverance, for divine direction is our focus here at prayer, prayer of deliverance ministry. Pastor Dolly, hallelujah to God, amen. Go ahead and cut her off with the phone.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you, Apostle Horsley and Evangelist Wonderland. We thank you all for what you have shared with us this morning. It has been beautiful. And God just continues to show us He is so good and He is so great and He is so wonderful. And so I do have a prayer report. We will continue to pray for Pastor Tim Watson. I believe it was last week he had open surgery. And so he's now out of the ICU, and he's doing his therapy, doing very well. So I just God for the prayers that God allows him to share with people, people we don't know, but, you know, people are asking us to pray, so we pray. And so as Apostle Horsley was saying this morning, you know, we just have to stay in prayer and keep ourselves in a place where we're listening to the voice of God and be in that special place where we know the that the Lord is with us. So let's keep that going and say to everyone, my brother is getting better by the day. He's better.
Yeah.
That he had. I pray that God would go to the kingdom. I know God is touching his heart, but he just needs to make that decision. But Roderick is his name. So I'm going to keep him in prayer and him in prayer. Thank you, everybody. I love each and every one of you for listening. Everyone comes, and whether we hear your voice or whether you say anything, we know that God is still with you and that you're here to support the work of the Father. Amen. 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 Praise God.
Amen. Okay. You said your brother, the phone was chopping up a little bit when you were talking about your brother Roger there. I don't know if it's just by receiving, but you said he's doing better day by day, you said?
He's doing better. He's gaining his weight because he was so thin. It was just so pitiful to see him as thin he was. Okay. But I thank the Lord that he is getting better by the day. And then Pastor Tim Watson is out of the ICU from his open heart surgery.
Oh, amen, God. Amen. Well, let's give God a praise. Everyone,
hallelujah.
Come on into the line.
Let's
praise God right where you are.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, God, we praise you.
Praise your holy name, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, God. We praise you. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. We praise you. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
By your spirit.
Glory,
glory,
Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, God.
Thank you,
God. We praise your name today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And amen.
You have something else to that you want to ask God? Okay. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Hallelujah to God. As we're going into this last quarter here. Hallelujah to God. Does anyone have a testimony? Hallelujah to God. Something that God dealt with you that we have for the time to close up this on this last quarter that they want to share. Somebody have a testimony?
Yes.
Hallelujah to God. Yes. Use the white stuff in there for that. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah to God. Amen. Anybody have a testimony? If not, someone have a prayer request, and give your name. And if you have a testimony, so you have a testimony. Go ahead. Somebody talk.
Somebody else.
I have a little thing here with the phone.
Yes, praise the Lord, everyone. I just want to share this. A quick testimony of yesterday. I made it. I was trying to run. I was for myself going into a run. I wanted to hurry up, get in the house.
Hold on. Can you go for a moment? I don't know if both you and your husband are on different phones, but if you are, get off the speakerphone so that we won't have the reverb.
Okay. No, it's only one.
Somebody might have. Okay, we'll try it again.
Okay, so.
Okay.
We'll try it again.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, praise the Lord, everyone. I just want to say yesterday I was sort of rushing to get in the house. I saw the mail truck was getting ready to come to my house, and I had an important piece of mail that I wanted to get in the mailbox, so I sort of kind of made a run to get into the house, but I pulled, make a long story short, I pulled a muscle in my thigh area, and I was so sore. But make a long story short, I kept praying, and when Elder Horsley came in, he had prayed over me, anointed me, and I'm thanking God that I felt so much better even on this morning. It seems like that pain and ache has just disappeared. So when we pray and believe that we'll receive the healing, we can have just what we want. But we have to come whenever we pray and touch and agree. We got to truly believe it. And out of a pure heart, God will manifest the healing. So we thank God for his healing grace, his healing mercy on this morning. We love him, and we love you all. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise God. Praise.
Thank you, Lord, for the healing of our evangelist. So good, God.
Thank you.
Great, God.
This is Sister Marie.
Good morning.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Can I say your name again?
Did I hear?
That's it. I'm having a little trouble with the phone. Yeah, Sister Marie. Someone else there?
Good morning, Sister Juanita.
Good morning. This is Denise and Lois. We on the road.
Yvonne.
Okay. Good morning,
Sister
Yvonne.
Okay, I think I heard our evangelist Juanita, Sister Denise, Sister Lois. And then I heard somebody else before.
Sister Sheila, good morning.
Yes, good morning. All right, praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Well, Sister Peter, did you have something you want to share? I keep hearing your voice there.
Mm-hmm. I just want to thank God. I have a praise report. I just want to thank God mm-hmm. that, you know, even though I'm still going through treatments and whatnot, how good God has been, how he's been mm-hmm. bringing me through and keeping me focused on him, on his word, and continuing to allow me to minister the word of God to those I come in contact with that may listen and may not want to hear it. And it's just amazing. God is just so amazing how he will use you if you just avail yourself to be used. We don't have to be, you know, trying to be doing things magnificent or extravagant. Just have to be available to God and trust in him. And he will use us. And I'm so grateful for that. You know, so I'm just grateful that, you know, from the time that I was in the hospital back in October to now, how much, so much better I feel. So much better. I mean, so much better. You know, and I was speaking, they didn't expect me. You know, they were not expecting this. You know, it was like a negative report. And I was saying, I kept telling them, but I'm trusting God. And so I'm just
Amen.
Grateful to God for being so faithful, you know, and regardless of what's going on in our life, we just got to trust God and stay on his word, you know, because we know we serve a God that's more than able. So I'm grateful. And just to hear the praise report about your brother, praise God, you know, and all the praise reports that come forth, you know, God is good. God is good. And I guess that's just my testimony, that God is just good, you know, and he's good to me. He's good to us. You know, so that's basically my testimony. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You're doing great things in Christ, Lord, and we thank you that you continue
Amen.
To heal
thank
her.
You, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Well, we're getting to near the end of the hour, this hour of power of prayer, and I thank everybody for being here today. Today is Pastor Scholastica's birthday. And calling of Jesus Christ, Lord, as we're going through this time of fasting. Help us to hear your voice, God. Help us to know the direction to go in, oh God. We pray, oh Lord, for our family members. We would not forget them, oh God, because they do need you, Father. Many of them are still struggling. There are those who don't believe that you exist. They have a spirit of Antichrist, so we bind up that demon in their lives today. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray that the Holy Ghost will speak to us as we speak to them, Lord, that we will have words of encouragement, oh God, to help them to know that this world is not our own and we're just here just temporarily, oh God. And our final destination, we believe, oh God, will be the heavenlies, oh God. And we want them to go with us, oh God, and to be there when we end up this life, oh God. And when Jesus comes back for his church without a spot or a wrinkle, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my God, I pray that each and every one of us who is here, God, that you strengthen our resolve, oh God, to serve you, oh God, to not turn backwards, oh God, to not be like a dog going back to his vomit, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We pray, God, today for every backslider that they would realize and recognize that you said that you're married to the backslider, oh God, and that those prodigal sons and daughters will return to the fold, oh God. They will come back, Lord, because I know that your arms are open wide and you're beckoning them back to you, God. In the name of Jesus, my God, those who are saying that you will not receive them back because of what they have done, Lord, we pray, God, today that they will not let the enemy trick them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I come against the spirit of the lie that the devil would tell us he's a father of lies, and we pray, God, today that we will resist that devil, and the devil will flee, God, that he is under our feet, God, in the name of Jesus. I just pray that the healing spirit would just be over each and every one of us, oh God, that the healing spirit would continue to help us to see that we are healed and everything in our bodies is taken care of, oh God, those things that we may not even know about, oh God. We pray, God, today for the healing. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father. We praise you, God. We pray for relationships, oh God, that husbands and wives will work together, Lord, that they will work together against the enemy, oh God, because two are better than one, and a threefold cord is not easily broken. One can put away 1,000, and two can put 10,000 to fight, God.
So we thank you, God, today that we have the power and the authority through and with your word. It's in the name of Jesus I pray, and I thank you. I say hallelujah and amen, amen, and amen. And the word lets us know that if we decree a thing, it shall be established, and the light of God shall shine upon our way. So this morning I decree that we are blessed. I decree that we love God and keep his commandments. I decree that we are anointed by God to do his work. I make a declaration this morning that souls are being saved by the prayers of the righteous. And this morning I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us is rejected and shall not come to pass. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask that you send it back to the sender because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree this morning that the Lord God of our fathers will make us 1,000 times more than what we are and bless us as he has promised us in the word, Deuteronomy 1 and 11. So I decree this morning that we shall rejoice in the Lord. The Lord God is our strength, and he will make our feet like hind feet, and he will make us to walk upon high places. Yes. And as we go, let us remember that we are workers together with the Lord. Amen. I love you. I pray that you will have a blessed, prosperous, God-favored day and the rest of your life the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Go in peace.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com. Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961 pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session, and if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.